Welcome to the MacKernel Component-Based Operating System Devro. This is the, I'm not sure how many iteration, but I think we've done that a lot, and I'm very happy to see that it's still growing and so many people come. Thanks. Our first speaker is Gernot Heiser. You know all, him. He's the head of the SEL4 project for many years now, and he's going to give a project update.
Thank you. Nice to see a few familiar faces. This is the third time I'm speaking at FOSDEV, but the first time I'm actually physically here, so that's really a nice change. Okay, I'd like to give a bit of an update on where SEL4 is, and a lot of interesting things have happened over the last year. So just who is familiar with SEL4? Who is not? Okay. So the next few slides are not completely wasted, but I'll go through them quickly. So SEL4 is a system that is designed from the beginning for highest assurance with the strength of mathematical proof. So it was the first operating system with a proof of implementation correctness and then following proof of that it enforces security properties. It's the first, and in at least as far as the open literature goes, only protected mode OS with a complete and sound worst-case execution time analysis, which is what you need for hard real-time. It's got what I claim is the world's most advanced mixed criticality features for combining critical real-time functionality with untrusted code on the same platform. And besides all that, it's the fastest general-purpose microkernel. It's been designed for real-world use from the beginning. And of course, it's open source, because otherwise I would not be here. And quick rundown what the verification story means. So we have a kernel that's implemented in C. It's of the order of 10,000 lines of code. And we have a model of the kernel's functionality in a mathematical logic called higher-order logic Hall. And we have a formal mathematical machine-checked proof that under the semantics of the C language, all the behaviors possible by that code base are captured by the specification. So the kernel it's impossible for the kernel to operate out of spec. So that's a very strong sense of being bug-free. And further, there is a proof chain that proves that the binary is a correct translation of the C. So that means the compilers out of the trusted computing base, as well as our assumptions on C semantics, which is important because C doesn't have a well-defined semantics. And then there is proofs that the abstract model of the kernel is able to enforce the classical isolation properties, the CIA properties, confidentiality, integrity, and availability. And together, this means this is the only operating system where you can actually say with a clean conscience that it is secure in the sense it can guarantee security of systems built on top. And then we have the worst case execution time analysis. And there's a few limitations still. So for truth in advertising, we're still working on verifying the kernel initialization. There's a few, particularly the MMU, that's a bit abstracted, but there's a PhD thesis just completed that does that properly. And at the moment, there's no proofs about any timing channels. That's enough to use it in real-world systems. So this is what we did in a DARPA project a couple of years ago, where we had military vehicles. You should think they are secure. Turns out this Boeing, this is an autonomous helicopter built by Boeing. The red team took about 2 weeks to completely own it. We transferred that onto, we put SEL4 underneath, basically. And in the end, it was the red team couldn't break in. Similar with these autonomous army trucks. And there's other systems that are actually in defense use already, like this secure crypto stick that's approved for defense use up to secret. This was actually the first time software-enforced isolation was by a military certification authority considered to be equivalent to hardware air gapping. So this was a major step in development for high-assurance systems. So what's going on at the moment? The hottest thing in town is RISC-V. And of course, RISC-V being an open architecture is sort of a really good match for an open source kernel. And of course, there was a whole dev room yesterday on RISC-V, as I noticed. So people, I assume, are familiar with it. And it has a number of other advantages for us. And this is why, at the moment, we are investing a lot, or actually, a company called Hensoldt Cyber is investing